Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Joining me in studio, attorney Don Luce of Luce Law Group with offices, a beautiful office here in Tucson on River Road. They also have offices in Phoenix. Mr. Luce, the Buckmaster Show legal contributor, author of two very popular books on Arizona law, Arizona Laws 101, a handbook for non-lawyers, and a book about estate planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. These books are popular, and they're now both in their second printing. Don, how are you today?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you.
I have in front of me just a stack of stuff concerning this whole, what I refer to is a mask mess in this country. Let's begin with Arizona. The governor made a proclamation last week to, in effect, remove restrictions, COVID restrictions in Arizona. How does that apply to masks?
Well, it applies directly to masks because he specifically states in his executive order that it includes but is not limited to mandated use of face coverings. So I don't know if he went out of his way to include mask in the order, but he specifically referenced mask and mandates that require the wearing of face mask. I pulled a copy of the executive order that was signed on March 25th by Governor Ducey, and it's one of many since March of 2020. And in some ways, it's unprecedented, to use the most popular word of the year. The governor on March 11th of last year, so more than a year ago, issued a declaration of a public health state of emergency due to the necessity to prepare for, prevent, and respond to COVID. So by doing that, by issuing a declaration of a state of public health emergency, he was then able to issue a series of executive orders that limited or restricted or governed people's activities within the state of Arizona. Otherwise, he would not have had that authority. And by issuing a declaration like he did, he's issued a half a dozen or so executive orders in the past year that in some cases restrict people's ability to go to gyms and bars. In other cases, restrict people's ability to go to work without wearing face masks because businesses have the legal authority to require face masks. And I think we're all familiar with those rules, because every time a new rule was promulgated, it got a lot of press attention as it deserved. This latest one is essentially an unwinding of all of the previous executive orders that have been issued during the past year. And so, for instance, the governor on March 25th said no county, city, or town, so that would include, of course, Pima County and Tucson, may make or issue any order, rule, or regulation that conflicts with this policy or any other executive order related to COVID-19. And this includes, but is not limited to, the mandated use of face coverings. Any city, town, or county that has a rule, regulation, or ordinance not in place as of March 11th of last year that is in conflict with this provision shall not be enforced. So I want to look at the plain words, shall not be enforced. I think one of the uncertainties is, and ambiguities is, what is the effect of a county rule requiring the wearing of face mask or a city ordinance requiring the wearing of face mask in light of the governor's executive order saying that a county or city shall not enforce any law, ordinance, or rule that requires the wearing of face mask. You know, and the county, according to published reports, has sought the advice of its attorney, and its attorney has apparently advised that Governor Ducey's executive order in that regard is unenforceable. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, the county is not going to change its policy requiring the wearing of face masks. And I think, as everyone knows, the city of Tucson has a similar policy. every person, I believe it's over the age of five in the city of Tucson, is required by law to wear a face mask unless mm-hmm. unless there's a health issue involved. Now, interestingly, to my knowledge, no one has yet challenged this legally. No one has gone to the courts and said the state has prohibited the counties and cities from enforcing ordinances or regulations like this, and yet they still have those on their books. Right. Is that legal?
Yes.
And so as law-abiding citizens, Bill, as you and I are, mm-hmm. how do we know what the law is? The governor has said a city cannot force us to wear face masks in public, but yet the city has an ordinance on the books that says you have to wear a face mask in public.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest, and I don't think it's unrealistic to say this, when you have legal ambiguities like that, you're in some ways promoting lawlessness because mm-hmm. people aren't certain what the law really is. Mm-hmm. And that's the nub of the problem right
yes.
there.
And we have the Pima County Administrator, Chuck Huckleberry, will be in the seat you are in right now, Don Luce, tomorrow on the program. And Mr. Huckleberry has acknowledged that neither the city of Tucson nor the county has issued mask citations, but he said that doesn't make them ineffective or irrelevant. What this leaves with the consumer going into a store, it leaves people wondering what the heck is going on. Is it up then to each proprietor to set the rules for their establishment?
The short answer in Arizona is yes, and here's why. The governor ordered on March 25th that the restrictions that had previously been in place regarding organized public events are lifted and will no longer be enforced. Businesses, whether for-profit or nonprofit, institutions, professions, or entities that physically operate in Arizona and serve the public or our employers are encouraged but not required to continue to take actions recommended by the CDC and OSHA.
Key word, encouraged.
Encouraged. Now, what he also did in this executive order is give the businesses the right to institute and enforce policies to mitigate against COVID-19, including the use of face coverings and physical distancing, and to retain the right to refuse service to those who don't comply. So what he said is, as governor, I'm not going to require by executive order that businesses mandate the use of face coverings. I'm going to encourage that they require their employees to wear face coverings, and I'm giving them the legal authority to make that a requirement, and I'm also authorizing them to refuse service to patrons who don't. If that's the policy of the business and a patron refuses to comply, then under this executive order, the business can refuse to service the patron.
Does this put the owner of the business in a very difficult position if they're operating in the city of Tucson or Pima County where there are mask restrictions, but then the state says no, but what does that do from a liability point of view for an owner? Could they be open to liability?
I would suggest that if a business owner were to ask me that question,
yes,
as
yes,
a lawyer,
yes,
I would advise the business owner to require its employees, to the extent that they don't have any medical issues, mm-hmm. To wear masks. And I would also suggest and advise that employer to require any customers or patrons coming onto the business premises to likewise be required to wear face masks. The reason I would give that advice, particularly within the city of Tucson, is because there is ambiguity about whether Tucson's ordinance is enforceable in light of the governor's executive order of last week. Nonetheless, if a business even if it wasn't doing it illegally, failed to have that type of a policy, and someone was injured or died as a result of contracting COVID on the premises, I think a claimant would have a very compelling argument that that business owner, at the very least, failed to comply with CDC guidelines on the prevention of the spread of COVID-19. Because as we all know, you know, the three things, wearing a mask, social distancing, and washing your hands are, I think, undoubtedly proven scientifically at this point to help prevent the spread of the disease. And if, as an employer, you don't follow those CDC guidelines, I think you're leaving yourself open to potential liability if someone does get sick or someone dies as a result of contracting COVID on your business premises. And I wouldn't want to be in that position either morally or legally.
Mm. It's a very sticky situation. And social distancing, I assume you would also continue, if possible, with those. As we well know, we see the markers when we go into stores. As a business owner, you would just continue that. And plexiglass where they are already at the stations, cashier stations.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I might note, too, Bill, yes, that, you know, we've been talking about the state versus the cities and the counties when it comes,
yes,
to the mask mandate. What we haven't talked about is the federal mandate with regard to public transportation, public trains, airports, buses. The federal mandate issued in February by the CDC does require face coverings on public transportation and on planes. The governor of the state of Arizona, or any other state for that matter, has no legal authority to essentially rescind those requirements because of the federal doctrine of preemption. If you have a federal law or regulation concerning a particular subject matter, no state, city, or county can override that with contrary or contradicting ordinances or rules. So, federally, you still have to wear face masks, even in the state of Arizona, if you're using public transportation.
All right. Don Luce, author of Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Both books are in their second printing. Thank you very much, Don, for coming in, trying to explain all of this, because it's very confusing.
My pleasure, Bill.
Have a great afternoon.
Thanks.